I'll invite the children to come up. Do you know what today is? Groundhog Day, right? Trick shot. Did the groundhog see a shadow this morning? Anybody heard? I haven't checked to see. I don't know. Well, it is something else too. And what's that? Super Bowl Sunday. And because of that, I brought my Super Bowl. That's a Super Bowl, right? You put a lot of stuff in there. And I figured, you know, with this, I could make a cape for it, so it would really be a Super Bowl. And you could say, up in the air, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Super Bowl, right? So how many of you are going to watch the Super Bowl? You going to watch the Super Bowl? Oh, there's a bunch of people watching the Super Bowl. What do you like best about the Super Bowl? Fun to watch? Which team are you pulling for? Which one? How many of you watch it mainly for the commercials? Some of you, yeah. Okay. They do have some good commercials, right? Well, Super Bowl is a day when our whole nation, sort of, or at least big parts of our nation, celebrate one thing. And Groundhog Day is a day we sort of, in some ways, think about nature and how the world functions. Today's also something else in the life of the church. And it is sometimes called Presentation Day. And it's the day that Jesus was presented to the temple for a blessing. And the interesting thing about it was, in a way, is that the two people who blessed Jesus were very old. And one of them said he had been waiting all his life to see this. And there was a widow who had been a widow for a long, long time, many, many years. And she went to the temple every day to pray, and she celebrated because she saw Jesus. The interesting thing about church is that church is the one place in our society anymore, pretty much, other than maybe football games and basketball games, where old people and young people come together. A lot of times, we sort of stick to ourselves. So older people go to senior groups and things like that. Younger people go to school and to games where you play with other people. Maybe your parents, well, your parents probably, but maybe your grandparents come see you. But church is the place that we actually do things together, right? If we have a fellowship, we have old people and young people. You have a father-daughter, mother-son dance coming up in a couple of weeks. And you'll probably have some grandparents there. So we all come together. The thing is Jesus came for everybody. And it's important that we remember that people who are different from us, even if they're very young, like you're very young, right? How old are you? Three, okay. Three and a half, okay. Or quite old. Some of you I know are in your 90s. I'm not sure about any older than that. But it's important that we come together and remember that Jesus came for all of us and that Jesus loves all of us, even those people that go to the Super Bowl. And, you know, actually, I had a friend one time who had an ice cream social we had at church. He came in with a bowl, not this big, but about a half gallon, and he filled it up. He was kind of odd, but nice guy. He just wanted to be sure he got enough ice cream. But regardless of whether we have a really big bowl or a little cup of our soup, regardless of whether we're 3 or 93, Jesus came and loves each of us and wants us to love each other. And it's important that we come together with people who are different from us so that we learn that we all have something to give in serving Christ. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this day.
We thank you for this day.
We thank you for these children.
And
we thank you for the seniors.
And we thank you for the seniors.
And everyone in between.
And everyone in between.
Teach us to love and care for each other.
Teach us to love and care for each other.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a good week. Thanks for coming.